Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hindu practitioner and fourth generation seer with over 50 years experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida and the old Hindu root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology and parapsychology brings holistic dimension that touches you, spirit, mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
Adret, Adelet, Usia, Blusia, Metcatalin, Bahes Kabel, Eshtami Tukada Mizbea Lautikbi. God bless my father's children, here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir, and welcome to the only genuine hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known by many as Papa Say, your hoodoo daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you, and it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me, for I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you. May he keep you forever and evermore. And hey, what can I say? You all have such a good thing going on. Yeah, that's right. And today is Saturday. We have Saturday spirit messages and the angel descriptions again. Now, you can get a spirit message. You can get a spirit message today. Yes, you can. But you got to dial the number. You got to call first. Now, there ain't no other way. You got to call first. And the number is 646-716-9149. 646-716-9149. Now the number again is 646. Okay, 716-9149. Okay, now, if you want to talk to me, but you don't want me on air, you want to talk to me privately, you don't want your business to be out on air, you don't want everybody to know it, well, I suggest you listen to this.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success and love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Well, well, well. Today is Saturday. We have spirit messages today. Yes, we do. We have spirit messages today. This day. Especially, there are spirit messages. Now, oh, Lord. Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that's good. That's a good number. That's a good number. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's see what they want or who it is, okay? All right. Area code 903. This is Papa Say. How are you?
I'm fine, Papa. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was hoping for a spirit message. Concerning my boyfriend.
Barbecue today? Did you get some barbecue today?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. The first card is the Four of Diamonds. The second card is the Extra Joker. The third card is, the King of Spades. Now, that Four of Diamonds is the dog, and it means good friends. It means people that really, they really care about you. They really do care. Okay? Now, the third card is the Extra Joker, the Red Joker, you know, and that means all of the evilness is destroyed. Well, you don't have no evilness. And even this thing there. But the one in the middle is the King of Spades. It's the bride. It's the bride. And it means fulfillment of your highest aims. Fulfillment of your highest aims. And you know what you want that bride to be, don't you?
Yeah.
You want that bride. You want that bride to be her. Now, when I put all three of these together, this is what I get. Your friends are really looking at you. You have the Extra Joker. I'm just telling you, you just got an undue amount of luck, an undue amount of goodness going your way. You can just about do everything. You can just about do everything. And that bride means that you will have your highest goal, your highest aims fulfilled. Now, with that Extra Joker, it means that these things are working very, very quickly. Very, very quickly. So my suggestion to you is to take it easy. My suggestion to you is just take it easy, because it'll be soon that man will be in touch with you. It'll be really soon. It'll be real soon. Now, for your numbers, I expect you to use 9, 2, and 8. 9, 2, and 8. Now, with that extra joker, you can look for him. You can look for him to be around any day. Any day, anything whatsoever. So you don't have to sit there and twiddle your thumbs. You don't have to sit there and play no puzzles or whatever. You don't even have to smoke a cigarette. All you have to do is just be ready. Because when he comes, he's going to come. He's going to come, and you got, and your friends are very interested. They're very interested. They are really rooting for you. Okay? Now, is there anything else?
No, Papa, that's excellent news. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, good things are coming. Okay, area code, what is this, 252, this is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. I just want a general reading.
A general reading. Your first card is the Six of Diamonds. Your last card is the Ace of Hearts. And the card in the middle is the Four of Spades. Well, the Six of Diamonds is the lion. And the lion, well, it's supposed to be sudden shock from bad news. But the lion can also mean great courage. Now, at the other end, the Ace of Hearts is the fox. People say that the fox is one of the worst animals. It does this, it does that. No, it doesn't. The fox is sneaky. The fox is a liar. The fox will do all kind of wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. That's not true. The fox is just an animal. The fox can get his food when nobody else is paying attention to it. So, the fox means ingenuity. It just means that you got enough sense to do things the right way. All right? Now,
okay.
the four of spades is the eye. The eye. And it denotes great interest taken by you, on you, by your friends. Now, what this means, when I put it all together, is this. You have many people watching you. You have people watching you coming and going. And that lion, with the courage, it has courage to go ahead and do what it has to do. Although that thing is big. It's out of sorts. Can't nobody stop it. Now,
okay.
No, they can't stop it. It is big. Now, with the fox, it means you are smart enough to get through anything. You have enough intelligence to get through anything. So the lion is just standing there, and he's waiting. He's waiting. Now, you'll have a sudden shot. You'll have a sudden shot, and it'll be from something bad. But in the long run, although the thing is bad, it is good. It is good because it's not going to hurt anything. It's not going to hurt anybody. Now, and the friends really want to know, what is this? What is this? Why are you so, why you got so much good, so many things happening? Well, I tell you.
I want to know too. Okay, go ahead.
I tell you what to do. These are the numbers you use. 6.
Okay.
4. 2.
Okay.
4 and 2. Now, those numbers will keep any bad things that happen to you or anything really, really that you didn't know from happening. Now, is there anything else?
No, that's fine. Thank you so much. God bless.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, well, well. Another one is gone. Here's one here. Here's one here. We see what they want. Area code 313. You got Papa Say hello.
Hi, Papa.
How are you?
I am well.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you
one thing I want to tell you was that I get what you were saying last week concerning this time, and I completely changed my thinking, and now it's different.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's a shift. There's something I'm going to send you in an email. I'm not going to mention it on here, but I'm going to email it to you later on.
Okay.
So there is a shift that has happened, and I just feel totally, it's like a weight. You know, I know there has been a shift spiritually. So
uh-huh.
I just want the spirit is saying concerning this change.
Well, it has. It has. But the fact that you can recognize a change is showing growth. It's showing growth. You are growing toward what God wants you to grow toward. You are becoming more and more a spiritual creature, which is, now some people look at that and say, well, that's bad. You know, I don't want that, you know. Well, I'm going to tell you something. It's good. It is really good because by you taking the spiritual outlook, more things will come to you. More things. Because now you're proving that you understand him. You understand him. Rather than just begging or crying, you understand him. And you understand what's going on with you. And because of that, the things that do happen won't happen anymore. The things that were important ain't important no more. The things that caused you sorrow and pain, they can't cause you that no more because you are a different person. You are different. You are different. And with that, well, I'll see on the email. That's all. I'll see on the email.
Okay.
Now, is there anything else?
That's it. That's it for me.
Okay. Okay, that's it for you. Okay.
Yes.
Hey, did you barbecue today?
No, I didn't barbecue, but I got myself.
Well, she didn't barbecue, y'all. So what? That's all right. We ain't going to hold against you. We ain't going to hold against you. All right, take it easy, and God bless you.
God bless you. Be looking for that email.
Okay, I'll be looking for it. Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Whoa. Well, you can see that. Y'all can see some of that. That as long, well, she has been going through a lot of stuff. She's been going through a lot of stuff. And now, that stuff is starting to, really bubble up on her. But it's becoming a greater thing. She's becoming a greater person. And we thank God for that. Yes, we do. We thank God for that. Well, Eric 313. Papa Say, go on.
Hey, Papa Say, this is Tony.
Hello, how you doing?
Oh, y'all just calling to ask when will be the perfect time when I'll be able to not work a job if I wanted to by choice, but I can just, like, focus on school, finishing school.
Uh-huh.
I don't have to worry about working a job. Where it'll be, I have the resources and finances to where I can just concentrate on finishing school.
Well, you can, well, really, you can do that now. But you have to see, you have to feel it. When you get the urge to just go to school, go ahead and think about it. Don't think about nothing but that, because that is your inner self attempting to show you the way to go. When you are trying to get to go to school, you're not going to school, you know, just to go. You're going to be a better person. And while you go and become a better person, then the inner part of you will change. You will become a man. You will become a person whom everybody likes, whom everybody knows. So you just look at it. Just look at it. And if you feel it now, which I hope you do, if you feel it now, then you concentrate on it. You concentrate deeply on it. And then you will receive that bountiful blessing. Because all it is, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's a better you coming out. That's all. Just a better you. And you just be happy because of it. Okay?
Okay, so I don't have to, you know, I don't want to, but the thing is, I don't want to worry about finances or bills or anything like that. I can concentrate on, you know, finishing school.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. But keep your mind on God. Keep your mind wondering, what am I supposed to do? Now, if you aren't, if there's nothing hard for you to do, well, you don't have nothing to worry about. You don't have nothing to worry about, which I don't think there is. But if you do find something, you do it. You do it quickly. You do it quickly because now you are finding part of yourself. You're becoming the person whom God wants you to be. So you don't play around with that. No. Don't play around with that. Go on into it. And going to school is definitely a part of it. It's definitely a part of it. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else?
Oh, I was just wondering about my love life.
Your love life? Oh. Your love life. Oh. In about 2 years, you will have everything ready for that. In about 2 years. But now you don't, because you don't have your own personal stuff together. But in 2 years, you should have everything together for that. And in 2 years, what you do is you start, what, praying for a wife. You pray for a wife. You just say, you know, Almighty God, Almighty Father, send me my wife. Now, you can describe it if you want it, but you tell him to send you your spouse. Send him to you. And that is where you can start praying for her now. But she ain't going to come for 2 years. And I'm telling you that. She ain't going to come for 2 years. But you can pray for her now. Start praying about her. Pray that she will come. You know, now this is one thing which everybody fails on. They fail on this. And you know what it is? You don't pray for what you want. You don't pray for it. So what happens? Anything comes. Why? Because you pray for anything to come your way. anything. But that's not it. That's not the way of God. Nope. No, it's not. So you just pray on her. You pray on her now. You pray on, Lord, let her be the type of woman that I'm looking for, one that loves me, one that cares for me, one that respects me, and all that. And all that. And then in 2 years, you will find her. I'm telling you, in 2 years, you'll see her. You'll find her. So you can take it easy, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Papa, saying God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Well, all of you all will see, you see that no one makes his life the way he wants it to unless there's prayer first. Okay, 573, this is Papa. Say hello.
Yeah, hey, Papa. Thank you for taking this call. I just wanted to see what was in the cards for this week.
What's in the cards? Oh. The King of Diamonds is the first card. The second card is the Three of Diamonds. The third card is the Nine of Diamonds. Now, this is good. This is good. You got all diamond cards, so that means money.
Okay.
It means money. Now, the King of Diamonds is the letter. Now, it's a sign of good news. It's a sign of good news. You got a good news letter coming from you. Now, the third card, the Three of Diamonds, is the safe. And the safe door is open towards you. So you got money coming. Now, the third card, the Nine of Diamonds, is great joy. It's great joy. Now, the symbol is the heart. Now, you know, when I take all three of these and put together, this is what I get. You know that receiving an amount of money right now, whenever, in the real future, is going to bring you great joy. You know that. You know that this amount of money and this letter of an amount of money will be nothing but joy for you. So you keep that on your mind. Now, you have money. You have money, which is part of what you're thinking about, but money is one of the most fantastic energies that you have. And that energy is there. It's there on you. Money. That's all. Just money. Just money. Now, I expect you to use these numbers. 6, 4, 3.
Okay.
6, 4, and 3. Now, those three numbers show that you are concerned about money. You will keep it. You will keep it. And you go ahead and you keep it, too. All right?
Anything else? No, sir. That's it. Thank you. Thank you, Papa.
All right. All right. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Well. Y'all getting some good old blessings here. Good old ones. Here's another one. 757. This is Papa Say. Hello.
Hello, Papa Say.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm
good,
fine.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I would like to know who's around me spiritually, like who's helping me.
Okay. The first card is the King of Clubs. The second card is the Seven of Spades. And the third card is the Jack of Diamonds. Now, The King of Clubs is the Bear. It's the Bear. Now, that means you have success in everything you do. In fact, the Bear is so big, it just tears down everything. You have success in everything. Successful speculation. You're successful in lottery. You're successful in everything. Now, the Seven of Spades is the clouds. The clouds. Now, you have a dark side, and you have a bright side. Now, the side towards you is the dark side. Now, the dark side being towards you just shows your indecision. You're not really decided what to do. You're really not decided, but you have a decision to make. Now, the one that's the bigger is the Jack of Diamonds, because it is the rider. And with the rider, there's the sun. He's riding toward the sun. So that sun cancels out those dark clouds. Yes, ma'am. Those dark clouds now have become lighter because of the sun. And now, when I put all three of these together, I get this. You are a person who is, well, I should say gifted to receive all that God has to give. You will receive the good news. The good news. And your good news is a success. It's successful speculation in the clouds. Now, you ask who? I'll tell you who. You have ancestors. You have ancestors who are watching you, who are riding for you. Your ancestor, one of your ancestors, is on the rider. He is on the horse. He is the person letting you know. Now that rider is jumping over all obstacles. He's jumping over the fence. And that rider is keeping you out of any kind of trouble. Keep you out of any. So I expect you to use these numbers this month. 5, 5, 7. 5, 5, and 7. Now, with that, all you have to do, remember this, all you have to do is just close your mind, even when you go to sleep, you can just close your mind to what is happening on this world. And then you can see what's happening on the other side. You can see that the Lord is bringing you out. He is the one guiding you. He's guiding you expertly. Guiding you any way, everywhere you want to go. But you have success coming. You have success coming. The success is following you. It's following. Okay. And, you know, there ain't no, you know. Let me calm down. The success is following you. You have success. Don't matter what, you have success at. And those clouds really are showing spirits. They're showing spirits around you. So with that, well, with 5, 5, and 7, you can make it. Yep, you can make it. You can make it with 5, 5, and 7. Now, is there anything else?
Are there any health concerns?
Any health concerns? No. There are no health concerns. No health for you to worry about. Nothing like that.
Okay.
Nothing like that. You have your health is already, the Bear means that you will be successful.
Okay.
You will be successful. So there is no health concern. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Papa Zay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.
You too. Okay. Whoa. Well, now, here's somebody else. Here it goes, 704. Papa Zay, hello.
Hey, Papa Zay. How are you this evening?
I'm fine.
I'd like to get a spirit message concerning my love life.
Oh, Lord. Card is the Jack of Hearts. Oh, the second card is the Deuce of Hearts. Third card is the Seven of Clubs. You know, the first thing, the Jack of Hearts is a book. And it means you will discover a mystery, a secret that's affecting you for the better. Now, the Deuce of Hearts, you got all these cards which are talking about love. And see, this card, the Deuce of Hearts, is the gentleman. But the gentleman has his hat off. He has a hat off. In other words, you are trying to see what's going on. Then the Seven of Clubs is the Lily, which means a happy life. A happy life. Now, when I put all these together, I get this. You are worried about love life. You're worried about it, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you now. You ought not worry about them this much. You ought not worry. You ought not worry. If you are firm, then great. That's it. Because see, love is like this. If you're in love with someone, and they leave you, or they want to, or whatever, and they come back, then that's good. Let them come back. But if they don't come back, that means it wasn't supposed to be. How do you live? You live as a person who within this time, that time of knowing, you've met a certain person. You go on to the next person because that's how God deals. That's how we do. We don't have one soulmate. No, no. We got a bunch of them. We have a bunch of them. Now, when you find the soulmate, the person, he lets you know. Now, the soulmate, or just anyone, is the happy lily. It's the lily, which means a happy life. Now, all you do is just, your mind is directed toward that. And the mystery, or the secret, that is affecting you is a secret about yourself. Now, you have got to find out that secret. You have got to find that secret out for your own self. You have got to know what it is. Now, for your blessing, I expect you to use these numbers. 4, 2, and 1. 4, 2, and 1. Now these should keep you. It should help you to be happy. Now is there anything else?
Oh no, that's it, sir. I really appreciate it.
Okay. God bless you.
God bless you and happy 4th of July.
You too. Hey, did you barbecue?
No, I'm working right now.
Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, well, all right.
All right.
All right. bless you. Well, well, well. So many people in so little time, they would say, well, all in all, everyone has something that they would like to know or would like to reveal or something, you know, just something. But anyway, I tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to go to really the angels again. And I will finish out today. I will finish out today. Now, I'm going to take my time. Because, see, you know something? When I'm telling this to you, I am reciting from memory. I'm just telling you straight out, just the way, you know, the way I learned it years ago, just straight out the way I'm doing it. But I know that you can't take it that way. Okay? You can't take it that way. So if you would just bear with me, then you will get it all. Yeah? If you would just bear with me, you'll get it all. Now, the first thing we ought to do is you ought to get your own piece of paper. Get you a piece of paper and get you a pencil. Now, that is what you should do. Get you a pencil and a piece of paper and prepare to write this down. All right? The next angel is Kamael. Kamael. K-A-M-A-E-L. Now, it means he who sees God. Kamael. Oh, wait a minute. Looks like somebody, well, I'll do it again. Kamael. He who sees God. Now, he rules the fifth heaven, Mathe. And he is the fifth spirit of the tree of life, Gevurah. And Mars. Yeah, I did him. I did this guy. Kamael's name means he who sees God. And his number is 5. His planetary color is red. His day is Tuesday at 1 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10 p.m. Now, he rules war, the military, the police, fires and firefighters, enemies, judges, all court cases, wounds, accidents, enemies, and prisons. The illnesses he rules are high blood pressure, great God Almighty, hemorrhages, diabetes, all contagious illnesses, inflammation, neuralgias, illnesses associated with the blood, the bladder, the muscles, the head, and the face. The animals he rules are the ram, the scorpion, the snakes, all reptiles, the eagle, the vulture, the salamander, and the basilisk. His plants and flowers are all red blooms, geraniums, chrysanthemums, cacti, pepper, cumin, nicotine, all drugs, mustard and garlic. His incenses are asafoetida. Now, asafoetida, A-S-A, I'm thinking about A-S-A-F-E-T-I-D-A. A-S-A-F-E-T-I-D-A, and dragon's blood. His stones are all red stones, such as rubies and carnelians, garnet, topaz, diamond, thunderstone, bloodstone, obsidian, magnetite, and all magnets. Now his metal is iron. All right. I did that last time, I'm sure. Okay, the next one is Zadkiel. Zadkiel. Z-A-D-K-I-E-L. Zaki Elohim, Zaki Elohim. Now Zaki El rules the sixth heaven. Now, it's called Zebul. And the fourth tree spirit, oh boy, and the fourth sphere of the tree of life. It said, and Jupiter. Zaki El names means, his name means righteousness of God. Righteousness of God. Now his number is 4. And his color is electric blue. His day is Thursday at 1 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10 p.m. Now, he rules the zodiacal sign of Pisces and Sagittarius. Now, modern astrologers ascribe Neptune to Pisces. But in ancient times, there was only 7 planets, which were the sun and the moon, which are not really planets, but luminaries, Mars, Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, and Saturn, was designated as ruler of both Pisces and Sagittarius in those early times. That is why in planetary and angel magic, Zadkiel, who rules Jupiter, is assigned the rulership of 2 signs. Zadkiel rules finances, banks, loans, superiors, world leaders, including kings, presidents, and religious leaders, captains of industry, gambling, the stock market, science, technology, expansion, prosperity, and abundance. The Unnecessary rules are strokes, pleurisy, weight problems, varicose veins, and those associated with the teeth, the liver, the thighs, and the muscles. The plants and flowers are blooms in various sages, various shades of blue, sage, hyssop, the cedar, the oak, and the pine. Now, the incenses are sarsaparilla, nutmeg, and frankincense. The animals are the swan, the whale, the white bull, and the mythical centaur. His stones are lapis lazuli, azurite, sapphire, turquoise, amethyst, labradorite, meteorite, moldavite, and celestite. Now, his metal is 10. All right. Now, Cassiel, C-A-S-S-I-E-L. Cassiel. Now he rules the seventh heaven. It's called Araboth. The third fifth sphere of the tree of life, Bina, and Saturn. Cassiel is the angel of solitudes and fears, and shows forth the unity of the eternal kingdom. And he sometimes exchanges places with Zaphkiel, a female entity whose name means contemplation of God, and who was assigned to Bina and the Shekinah. Now, both angels are associated with Saturn and Saturday. But among the planetary agents, Cassiel is the angel ascribed to both Saturn and Saturday. Now, Cassiel's Kabbalistic number is 3. His color is black. His day is Saturday at 1 a.m., 8 a.m., 3 p.m., and 10, just like all the others. Now, Cassiel rules time, wisdom, death, suffering, agriculture, inheritance, real estate, building constructions, plumbers, secrets, and the unconscious. Now, he rules the zodiacal signs of Capricorn and Aquarius. Now, modern astrologers assign Aquarius to Uranus, but Uranus was unknown in ancient times. Saturn was the planet ascribed to both Capricorn and Aquarius. Therefore, in planetary and angel magic, Saturn and Cassiel are ascribed to Aquarius as well as Capricorn. The illnesses ruled by Cassiel are rheumatism, eczema, leprosy, gout, arterial sclerosis, panic attacks, depression, chronic colds, and illnesses associated with the skin, the knees, and the bones. His plants and flowers are the violets, ebony, belladonna, tamarind, pomegranates, the cypress tree, and opium. Now, his incenses are myrrh and patchouli. Yep, myrrh and patchouli. Animals he rules are the peacock, the donkey, the goose, the goat, and the bat. His stones are obsidian, O-B-S-I-D-I-A-N. Hematite, ebony, jet, onyx, basalt, silicon, tourmaline, T-O-U-R-M-A-L-I-N-E. Sugar-like. S-U-G-I-L-I-T-E. White quartz. Aquamarine and garnet. And his metal is, guess what? Lead. His metal is lead. Now, I have given you the seven princes of it. I've given you the seven princes. And with it, you should be able to look on this, to see whatever it is you have, and pick it up with that angel. With that angel, all right?
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything, from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Don't miss Papa Say's quick instant blessing for this week. This will get you motivated for all that you are supposed to be and have what you are supposed to have instantly. The quick instant blessing is the surefire way to get out of debt, pay all bills, and to be free this month, guaranteed. So don't miss the quick instant blessing Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. That's this Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time. The quick instant blessing. Be there.
Now, you all know that these different things, that these angels that are true to these angels, are very sacred, and they should be used only for that purpose. It should be used only for that purpose. You should put those things out when you want the angel to work for you. And I told you how to ask them. You don't go to the angel. No. You don't go to angel. You go to God. You ask God to let this angel do so-and-so, or such a thing has been bothering me, so will you let this angel deal with that? You don't go to the angel. Now, I told you that because I want to keep you out of, well, all types of misfits and bad conditions and whatnot. I don't want you getting in trouble with no angels. No, I don't. I do not wish for you to get in trouble with an angel. So, your thing is to go to God and to ask him to give you this thing. It is to go to God and ask for a certain thing. Let him do it. Let him bring you out. Let him work it out for you. Let him spin it around for you. Let God do it. Don't let no angel do it. Now, here is the truth about it. You don't go and ask a spirit to do nothing. No, you go, glory to God, to the world of truth or the world of spirits, and you tell the spirit what you want. But when you go and ask, you ask God. Always ask God. Always ask God. Why? Because you are the thing that is next to God. Not these other folks being out here, not some of the other stuff. You are next to God. You can go to God, and God will tell it to do this, that, and the other, and the thing will have to do what you will. Why? Because God told him to. Glory be to God. See, now that's the thing. That is why voodoo people and all them other people, all them other witchcraft people cannot receive certain things at a certain point. Why? Because they are going to the spirit. They are going to the spirit. And the spirit ain't going to listen to them. You are more than that spirit. You are more than what that spirit knows. Now, even for Michael and Gabriel, you know, I had an auntie. That stuff happened, she sang, and she was down south traveling. This was in the 60s. And while they were traveling, certain people, you know, well, the Klan was acting up and looking for them. And they were trying to get to a room and get out of there. Well, while they traveling along, this car pulls up, and it was green. It was green or black, I don't know. But in the car, once got out of the car, their car was broke. Their car broke down, and they were two. It was four or five women, and they were just scared. They were just scared. It was really something bad. But all in all, their car was broke. And they couldn't get out of there. They couldn't get out of there. And so this car pulled up with these two men in it. And the white men, they were white men, and when they looked at them, they didn't look right. They didn't look right at all. But she told them where they was going, and they said, oh, yeah, well, we know where that's at. And they said, well, how do you get this? And they said, well, after we take care of the car, you just go straight on down the road here and turn somewhere, you know, and just do that. And then she said, okay. And while she was there, they were looking, the two men fixed the car. They fixed it. And when she thought about it later, well, they had fixed it, and they were through, and they were saying, well, we're fixed to go now, and you all go ahead. And she said, okay, but who are you? Who are you? And they told her. She said, well, we're Mike and Gabe. Mike and Gabe. And he said, well, what do you mean you are just this is all you? She said, yeah. He told her, she said, but she noticed that Mike didn't say nothing. And Gabe did all the talking. He did all the talking. And then they got in that car. She said, he said, well, all right. And she said, well, we don't know what they're going to do. And they told him, well, you just go straight ahead, and we go this way. Now, you don't pay no attention to us. You just go straight on. Just go straight on. And she said, all right. And got in the car. And when she looked back, after they started the car up, you know, they got the car started, and the car started up, she looked back. And she didn't see nothing. She couldn't see nothing, no car, no nothing. Now, that told her right off that Mike and that Gabe was two angels. And the reason why they didn't want her to look back is so what? So she couldn't see where they was going. Glory be to God. She couldn't see where they was coming from. But they got out of there and got where they was going. Now, I'm telling you that to tell you that people have entertained angels unaware. They did not know that those was an angel. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Those two angels. You can say what you want, but those two angels saved those four women. And she said she didn't know nothing. She said Mike didn't say nothing. Only Gabriel did the talking. And they had changed the time and did something to it. They don't even remember. They don't remember them even getting the jack out the car. All she remembered is they had fixed it and they were leaving. Baruch Hashem. Now, I'm telling you, if you take these seven angels and you use them, glory be to God, you can use them. And I gave you the hours, which is 1, 8, 1 in the morning, 3, 1 in the morning, 8 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, and 10 at night. If you just use them during those times, the angels will come to you. Yes, they will, and will help you. And will be a beautiful boundary to the things you are needing. The things you are needing. Now you know just about all the things there, even the flowers. You can even use the flowers. Glory be to God. You can use the incense. You can use the animals. You can use whatever. Those things can help you. Now, I'm telling you that. Now, well, I got to go. Time to go. But tomorrow is Sunday. We have Sunday spirit messages, and you all be here at 7 p.m. sharp for them. And remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say. Good night, God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.